everyone, it's JoJo. Thanks for tuning in. So today we'll be analyzing chapter 4 of 15 Dogs, which to me gives the answers to the questions we were presented with in the beginning of the novel. In chapter 4, we're introduced to Majnun's story, which represents the pinnacle of the experiment. Not only does he find a sense of belonging and friendship, but he forms a relationship with a human woman, Neera. A deeply intimate friendship is formed, something similar to a woman and dog bond, but also something unprecedented and unheard of. They see each other as equal companions. They're mutually aware of the love they have for each other. An example of this can be seen on page 128. One afternoon, Neera and Majnun sat and watched a movie together. "Did you like it?" she asked at last. "Yes," said Majnun. "You didn't think it was too long? Some people find it boring." "It was not boring," said Majnun, "but it was strange. The people were always looking away to where you couldn't see. The whole time, I thought there was something coming. Then at the end, it was death that came." It touched Neera that Majnun could appreciate something that she cherished. The mere fact that Neera said that other people find it boring shows the stance at which she held Majnun at, valuing his opinion to that of a human's. Over time, we see them better understand each other, and through dialogue, share their worldviews on big topics such as God, power, and love. As close friends do, they learn about each other on their own terms, respecting the differences in their values, and they share a strong sense of loyalty, which then forms an inseparable bond. This in turn, as the gods would put it, weaves their fates together. Unfortunately, spoiler alert, Neera does not come home after leaving for a weekend with her husband Miguel. They presumably die in some form of accident. Years go by and Majnun still loyally waits for her to return. This opens the premise to what really makes humans and dogs different. Despite Majnun's intelligence, he can't bring himself to move on with his life until Neera returns. He slowly withers away and further exiles himself, showing his true dependence on his human companion. If it were Majnun who was missing, needless to say, it would hurt Neera, but she would most likely have continued on with her life, knowing that there were other aspects that also needed her attention. We also see throughout the chapter how Neera compartmentalizes her different relationships. Majnun, on the other hand, has her as his main focus. This goes to say that despite added intelligence, a dog can only have one master. Or should I say companion? A companion that you dedicate your whole life to? Sure. Throughout their friendship, Neera still continues to go on outings and interact with other people, while if you look closely, you realize Majnun is simply just following along. In the end, Majnun decides to die so he can be where Neera is, showing yet again that a dog sees their purpose in being there for the person they care most about. His previous life, the languages he's learned, is all worth nothing if she isn't there. A conclusion very few humans would have come to. Simply put, a human is ultimately more concerned with their personal well-being. A dog, on the other hand, would risk anything for the person he cares about. I find this ironic, as you'd think it would be humans who are more willing to sacrifice, you know, as we claim to be less animalistic and stuff. Anyway, I'll just go on and wrap this up. Thanks for taking the time to listen to me and get my view on the matter. Subscribe for more.